The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District L newsletter for the month of August. Let's start out with a message from the district governor, Kenneth Beach. Summer has been great, especially with COVID finally mostly under control. Now comes the hard part, fellow Lyons. We have to get out and have either in-person meetings or Zoom. And as I have said before, we are going to do a lot of repair and rebuilding of clubs. As I said previously, we have lost 5 clubs in the last 6 months. We are in need of guiding Lyons. Every zone and every region will need your help. If you do not feel you can be a guiding Lyon, there is still a big way you can help. Can you say these two simple questions? Do you know about the Lyons? Would you like to learn more? If each of us will ask these questions and bring in just one new Lyon, we would not be losing members. We would be 600 members to the good. We also need volunteers to go back into those communities that lost their clubs and work to restart clubs in those areas. We also work on projects out and about in our communities and happen to be wearing our vests. New members will walk up to you and volunteer their time. Many of these helpers could be installed as Lyons. In closing, let me ask that all clubs take a short visit to mylci.org and make sure your officers are listed. If this all-important task is forgotten, your club mail, including dues notices, will come to me, and in turn, we'll have to send them on to you. I think we can agree that's a big waste of time and energy on both our parts. Take care, and watch that meeting room door. One of these days, I'll be making a visit. Here are District Governor Kenneth Beach's listed District Governor goals for 2021-2022. Membership growth. Net increase in memberships of at least 2 members per club. Charter 1 new Lyons club this year. Any club in the district with decreasing membership will be visited to do a club assessment by the governor team. District monetary goals. These are projects within the district supported by the governor's team. In most cases, these are long-standing programs that are based on humanitarian and recognition matters. All members of the district are encouraged to support this fund so that the district can continue to support the efforts and recognize those that help. His per-person goal is $19, and this is how he splits it up. iResearch, $4. McCune Center Capital Improvement, $1. McCune Center for Activities, $2. Leader Dogs, $2. LCIF Melvin Jones, $2. Ambassador, $1. Willard Partner in Service, $1. Sid Scruggs Beacon of Hope, $2. And the VIP Fishing Tournament, $4. I sure hope that adds up to 19. I didn't do that myself. So here we go. Camp Dogwood tickets. This is for maintaining the camp on Lake Norman that we own and operate. His goal is for 3 tickets and books per member. The VIP Fishing Tournament, an annual growing event on the Outer Banks. Can't beat the experience. Sponsor at least 2 VIPs. A Brighter Visions goal, $80 per member and $85,200 for the district. Please make check payable to NCLI Direct. Programs will be scheduled by your Brighter Visions chair. Memorials or honorariums sent to Camp Dogwood will be counted towards the Brighter Visions goal for the year over and above the goal per member. You may not know about the results of your giving to Brighter Visions. It is more than just matching funds grants for eyeglasses. You would be amazed to find out what does come back to our district versus what we actually give. Take a moment and explore what is done at www.nclionsinc.org. Honorariums and memorials can be made to the Marjorie McCune community in Black Mountain. This is your district project. These do not count towards Brighter Visions. Next, we have a message from the First Vice District Governor, Marilyn Wunderler. Fellow Lyons, July turned out to be a remarkably busy month for me, as first VDG and busy is good. I had the honor of installing officers for 3 highly active Lions clubs, Longview, Valdez, and Rutherfordton. I wish all our district clubs a successful year. On Sunday, July 4th, my husband and I joined with the Longview Lions Club for a fundraiser at the Crawdad Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina. We assisted with manning the concession booths. 4,000 fans turned out for the game and fireworks. Let me tell you, Longview Club members are hard workers. The first board meeting for the Marjorie McCune Center was held on Thursday, July 8th, and it looks as if the center is off to a successful start of the new fiscal year. Walt Vosburg will make a great president to assist with matters at the center. On Saturday, July 10th, the Etowah Lions Club hosted our District 31L installation of officers. The Etowah Club did an outstanding job making us all feel very welcomed. PID Harvey Whitley was the guest speaker, performed the installation, and shared stories about his past volunteer experiences. My Lincolnton Lions Club continues to work closely with Lincoln County DSS referrals for eye exams and glasses using the VSP gift certificates. I hope all our district clubs continue to take advantage of this wonderful program. Our first district convention planning meeting took place on Sunday, July 18th. I would like to remind all my fellow Lions that these meetings, to be held on the third Sunday of each month, are open to all Lions who would like to participate in the planning stages of the convention. In this month's district newsletter, you will find the District 31L Fall Convention ad sheet. Advertising by your club and your community businesses ensures a successful fall convention for all our district Lions. Please, please, please take advantage of participating with an ad featuring your club. This is your club's chance to shine. The Convention Planning Committee has decided to offer a 2-free night stay during the convention, Friday and Saturday, November 19th and 20th, at the Hilton, Biltmore Park, Asheville, to the individual district Lion who sells the most in ad revenue. To all my Lion friends across the district, I thank you for all you do. Now here's a message from the second Vice District Governor, Susan Fernandez. District 31L Lions, it has been a productive first month as your second VDG. There has been a board meeting at the McCune Center, installation of 13 District 31L officers at the Etowah Club, working with zone chairs and individual clubs to ensure that each club has their own officer information up to date on MyLCI, planning ahead for service projects, ways to attract new members, and the first planning meeting for the fall convention. I am part of the committee to sell fall convention ads. Your participation would be very much appreciated, and we are hoping that not only your club places an ad, but you reach out to the area businesses as well. The ad sheet will be included in this newsletter. As an added incentive, there will be a prize, a free 2-night stay during the convention at the Hilton, for the individual Lion who sells the most in ad revenues. Let's put our sales skills to the test. Most of the clubs are meeting, and there have been some great service projects that have already taken place in July. The zone chairs are already starting to plan their meetings for the upcoming months. Let's keep the ball rolling. It's a start to a great year. Thank you to all the Lions in District 31L for your continued service. There is, following that, there's an ad sheet that encourages you to look for, please contact the District 31L for information for any advertisement that you want to include for the fall convention during November 19th and 21st. If you'd like to provide information for an ad, you can contact Lion Tony Angel at tony@tonyangelmedia.com. Again, to place an ad, information can be found from Lion Tony Angel at tony@tonyangelmedia.com. Here's some information about a pure service project. The Etowah Lions Club worked on a little free library project. When you ask a club, what are some of your service projects? Typically an answer will be selling brooms, but that's a fundraiser. How about a strictly service project? Here's an idea for your community. We have seen these little free libraries popping up in the most unlikely places. So the Etowah Lions Club decided they wanted to put one in Etowah Park. This is a fun project, and if you have any carpenters in your group, the library box can be easy to make. Plans for these can be found all over the internet. Woodworkers Journal has plans for one in their August 2019 issue. This little library was made by the son of Lions, Fred and Lucene Rink. He displays his business card on there, and the club displays the Lions emblem, and also used Lions colors to paint the enclosure. The club coordinated with the county park to place it in a location easy to get to by all along the walking path. Lions Janice and Dick Wilcox were the coordinators for the project and finished the painting on it. It is registered with Little Free Library Organization and can be found on Google Maps. And there's a picture of two of the carpenters next to their handiwork and a very good-looking box with a door on it and some free books inside. And here is some information about Dr. Lacey Presnell. Meet Dr. Lacey Presnell and his family and friends, a Lion through and through. A few memories from 70 years of fun, frivolity, and Lion service by Lacey M. Presnell, Jr. In preparation for the North Carolina Lions 2020 State Convention, PID Lacey Presnell made his book, A Few Memories from 70 Years of Fun, Frivolity, and Lion Service, available. He has stated, I simply want every VIP and every Lion who wants one to have one. Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, PID Lacey's book got very little exposure. Fortunately, PID Lacey's excellent book on being a Lion can be found on the District 31S website, http://nclions31s.org/WP. This is a must-read book for Lions and VIPs. If you have ever heard PID Lacey speak, you will recognize his wit, wisdom, and good humor in this book. We recommend you read PID Lacey's book and share it with others. The PDF on the website is screen reader friendly, so you can also share it with any people who are blind or have low vision. And then there's a picture of Lacey Presnell and his wife Esther, looking very comfortable and happy. Together we can do so much more. Lion Bill Graham, 31S District Leader Dog Chair. Now for some international news. Lions Club International News you could use. Meet International President Douglas X. Alexander. Douglas X. Alexander, from Brooklyn, New York, USA, was elected to serve as International President of Lions Clubs International at the Association's 103rd International Convention, June 25th through June 29th of 2021. President Alexander is a retired vice president for J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. A member of the Brooklyn Bedford Stuyvesant Lions Club since 1984, he has held many offices within the association, including club president, zone chair, region chair, vice district governor, cabinet secretary, cabinet treasurer, and DGE group leader. He also served as a Lions iBank transporter, a member of the district and multiple district PDG association, a trustee of the New York State and Bermuda Lions Foundation, and was appointed as the Lions representative to UNICEF New York from 2012 to 2014. He has served on the USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum Planning and Host Committees and has been a presenter at several USA-Canada forums. In recognition of his service to the association, he has received numerous awards, including the Club Lion of the Year, Club President's Award, the Robert J. Uplinger Service Award, several District Governor Appreciation Awards, and the Multiple District Membership Growth Award. He is also the recipient of numerous International President's Certificates of Appreciation, 7 International President's Awards, and the Ambassador of Goodwill Award, the highest honor the association bestows upon its members. He is a Dr. Franklin G. Mason Fellow, a W.P. Woods Fellow, and a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow. In addition to his Lions activities, President Alexander is active in numerous professional and community organizations. He has served as chairperson of the advisory board for the New York Urban League and as a board member of the St. Francis de Sales School for the Deaf. He is also a recipient of the Congressional Record Award. President Alexander has two daughters, and his partner in service, Shabiki Kazaban, is a Lion and a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow. To learn more about our president and his goals, visit www.lionsclubs.org. It's a good time to induct new members. Entrance fees waived for a $35 savings. Dear club leader, the coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the work of Lions and communities around the world, creating financial hardships for Lions and the people we care for. To support the incredible men and women serving with us, the International Board of Directors passed another resolution to help our clubs in the new Lion year. Here is an overview of the new resolution approved by the Board of Directors. Charter and entrance fees waiver. We have waived all charter and entrance fees from July 1st through December 31st, 2021. Charter and entrance fees are also currently waived through June 30th, 2021. These additional measures will help Lions facing financial hardships and give our clubs the support and encouragement they need during these challenging times. For more than a century, Lions have taken on the greatest challenges facing humanity, and together we will overcome this. The world needs Lions now more than ever, so thank you for your outstanding service and commitment to our communities and the world. Regards, Dr. Yung-Yul Choi, International President. Here's another dispatch from D31L, a journey of our most recent Hall of Fame posthumously inducted. Every day from Murphy to Manio, North Carolina, over 10,000 Lions work diligently to improve their communities and the world around them. The clubs that form District 31L hold the same vision as fellow Lions around the world, and that is to serve those less fortunate. At the 96th Annual North Carolina Lions State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina, it was April 26th to 28th, 2019, and after a nomination this year by Lions District Governor Alan Lake, Joseph M. Elkhoury was chosen to be a recipient of induction into the Lions Hall of Fame. This honor is presented in recognition of a lifetime of outstanding volunteer service. Soon after settling in Cherokee County in 1955, having only become a naturalized citizen the previous year, Joseph Elkhoury joined the Andrews Lions Club, always dedicated to serving others. Joe passed away in July of 2012 with a legacy of service as significant to his identity as a man of great faith, a very proud American, and a man always connected to his upbringing by his father, a minister in a small mountain village in the Republic of Lebanon. Pardon me. In attendance to accept the recognition and honor of their father, pardon me, were Miriam Elkhoury Gerber and Marsha Elkhoury Shiver, two of Mr. Elkhoury's grandchildren, Thomas Shiver and Christine Elkhoury, were also in attendance. I believe that there is a typo there. It says 2012 that he passed away, but that must have been 2021. Here is an announcement of a scheduled event in District 31L, the Brighter Visions Kickoff District 31L First Cabinet Meeting. It will be on August 28th at 10 a.m. at the Atoa Lions Den, 447 Atoa School Road in Hendersonville, North Carolina. That's in front of the Atoa Park. All Lions are welcome to attend. We would like an RSVP, by the way, so we know how much food to prepare. Please contact DG Kenneth Beach at red2beach@gmail.com. Other events coming up, the Atoa Lions Club Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser for the Atoa Elementary School Backpack Program. That's going to be on October 16th of this year from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Atoa Lions Den at 447 Atoa School Road. It is $7 per person, but children 10 years and under are $4. Each ticket will be entered into a drawing for a gift basket. contact Susan Fernandez at 828-595-2054. Again, Suzanne Fernandez, 828-595-2054, to purchase tickets. You can also purchase tickets at the door. From May to October, the Etowah Lions Farmers Market will be active on Wednesdays from 3 to 6 p.m. at 447 Etowah School Road in Hendersonville. The USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum will be in Des Moines, Iowa this year, September 9th through 11th. The theme this year is Cultivating Leaders. More information and registration can be found at https://lionsforum.org. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Lions Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.